As New Yorkers prepare to vote in Tuesday's primaries, WNYC's coverage of the issues continues. We're taking a look at transportation now with Transportation Nation's Kate Hines. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Amy.
So let's take the Democrats first. They all love bike lanes, right?
I think I would describe the Democrats' relationship with bike lanes as tortured, and they all kind of thread the needle on it. Early on, the three top candidates latched on to some anti-bike lane sentiment as a way to distinguish themselves, set themselves apart from Mayor Bloomberg. You know, they're latching on to the expression of community rage against what they're calling a heavy-handed mayor. They all support bike lanes. Bill de Blasio and Christine Quinn and Bill Thompson say they would all expand them, but only after careful and considered input from community organizations. That's, you know, they keep driving that point home. And to really get a sense of how Chris Quinn feels about bike lanes, here's how she talked about them in January with WNYC's Brian Lehrer.
Bike lanes, I put that now in the category of things you shouldn't discuss at dinner parties, right? It used to be, you know, money and politics and religion. Now in New York, you should add bike lanes.
So they're generally supportive, but they don't want to be associated with any of what could be viewed as a controversial aspect.
What about the Republicans?
Joe Loda, the Republican frontrunner and the former MTA head, is also pretty pro-bike, although when City Bike was first rolled out, he had some choice comments about the placement of some kiosks. He felt they were located too close to some subway stations. Would fire department workers be able to get into a station if there was a problem? And he took a little bit of heat for that. But in general, he is supportive of bike lanes. But his sort of nuanced position on bike lanes is a love fest when compared to John Catsimatidis. At a mayoral forum in May, John Catsimatidis was speaking about the subject with Andrea Bernstein. And we came on the tail end of a conversation about congestion pricing. But I think this clip here sheds some light on his feelings about larger transportation issues as well.
Right. God bless them if they want to drive. That's what America is all about. You know, I grew up on the poor side of town. I grew up on 135th Street. And I wanted to work hard. And you know what I wanted to buy? A car. And you know what car I wanted to buy? I wanted to buy a GTO.
So for Catsimatidis, driving is the culmination of his American dream. He doesn't want government to infringe upon that.
Do any of the candidates have clearly outlined transportation platforms?
In terms of clearly outlined platforms, some do and some don't. The Democrats have done the most work on trying to communicate those platforms to the public. And in terms of the Democrats, it's Bill de Blasio, whose website really lays out his position. And he also has some of the more ambitious rhetoric in terms of transportation, especially in terms of safety. De Blasio's two big issues, one is called Vision Zero, which is like a Scandinavian approach to pedestrian safety, in which he's setting a goal of no pedestrian, bike, or car fatalities, I think by the year 2021. So he's embracing a vision of no car crashes.
Wow.
And he also would replace Ray Kelly and order the NYPD to seriously enforce traffic laws. Quinn also wants to reduce traffic fatalities by 50%, and Thompson also wants NYPD enforcement of traffic laws.
Tell me about other areas of other common areas.
All the candidates, Republicans and Democrats alike, all agree that they like buses, and they see buses, especially what we call here in New York select bus service, but which, you know, the rest of the world calls bus rapid transit, as the future of transit in New York City in terms of how to expand it in a relatively rapid fashion. The DOT has more control over city streets. It's quicker and cheaper to put in a new bus line rather than a new subway line. And so pretty much everyone agrees that buses are the future of transit expansion in New York. And it's also a way to bring transit to underserved communities, especially in Queens and Staten Island.
Kate, in the minute we have left, you've surveyed all the candidates, looking at their positions. Anything that stands out for you that's interesting or innovative or far-fetched, maybe?
Well, John Catsimatidis has flirted with the idea of what we would call a monorail. He called it something like an above way. That's what he sees as the future of transit in New York City. Chris Quinn has some ideas that are mainly almost about instilling psychological confidence in transit riders. She wants metro card vending machines above ground. She wants subway countdown clocks above ground so that you're walking down, you know, Broadway. You can see that the 2 or 3 train is, you know, 2 minutes from pulling in. And that is interesting.
Very interesting in that that's something that the MTA would do, and the MTA is a state agency.
Yes. Again, a number of the candidates are also talking about mayoral control of the MTA, which is something that a lot of them like in theory. But I think the reality of that is, you know, obviously Albany has control over who runs the MTA. And I don't see Governor Cuomo wanting to give that control up anytime soon.
WNYC's Kate Hine of our Transportation Nation team, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To learn more about the candidates' transportation plans, go to transportationnation.org. This is WNYC.